Okay, and you are the director of Conservation Lands Foundation, and we're going to talk about U.S. Conservation Lands Foundation. Did I get that right?
Yeah, we have a wonderful collection of national conservation lands across our country, and that's what we'll be talking about today.
Good, 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 good. Well, this is a great weekend for it, Memorial Day weekend. There's a lot of activity on a local basis, but whether, you know, I think one of the things that amazes me is that there are so many things, so many monuments like this, so many places to see and visit that a lot of people are unaware of, and I would assume that part of this is about maybe enhancing people's knowledge of them.
That's exactly right, and that's one of the things that is a key strategy for the Conservation Lands Foundation, is that we want to elevate public awareness about our public lands across the country, our national monuments, and really encourage people to get out and enjoy them. We are blessed in this country to have protected public lands that protect wildlife habitat, that creates great hunting and fishing on these public lands. We have historic and cultural sites on these lands to learn about our history, whether those are early settlers and pioneers or Native American cultures that have inhabited for thousands and thousands of years these lands and still have an ancestral connection back to them and still practice their way of life on these public lands. So we're blessed to be in a nation where we have these places where we can get out into the outdoors, enjoy it, and learn about our history and what made us a country. And what a better time to do it than Memorial Day weekend. Get out, explore these places, enjoy them, enjoy the outdoors, and then let our elected officials, our members of Congress, know that we care and cherish these places and that we need for them to step up and be advocates and champions for our public lands so we never lose them and they remain the way they are.
I think that's an important issue, too, Brian, because I think we're seeing maybe a bit of a resurgence in engaging our elected officials in issues like this, and I think that's one of the things that we may have kind of let slip through our thought processes for a time back. We really, really need to keep those folks that we elect to our public office engaged in this kind of thing. And unfortunately, they're very busy, and they've got lots of other things on their plate. So it's up to us to remind them, hey, we've got, you know, we might have an issue here, or we need you to stand behind us on this particular issue when it comes to our monuments and our public lands.
That's exactly right. And our public lands are a great equalizer in this country. It doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, middle class, you can get out and enjoy them. They're also a great unifier for that reason. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican, independent, Democrat, you can still enjoy the outdoors. And we all enjoy the outdoors regardless of our political affiliations. And so from that perspective, that is one of the, it's a great unifier, it's a great equalizer, and it's a core part of our democracy. Public lands are a part of our democracy in this country, and so part of the responsibility of being a citizen in this country is engaging thoughtfully in democracy, and what a more tangible way than letting your member of Congress know you love your public lands, you want to see them well-funded, you want to see them well-managed and stewarded for the future, access enhanced to those public lands, and that's the job of our members of Congress, is to listen to us as the people, and we should definitely be sharing our thoughts with them on how we feel and care about these very special places.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that is so impressive with these monuments and these public lands is the maintenance and the large number of people it takes to keep these places clean and kept up well. And so there's an awful lot more involved. People go to a monument or they see a particular site like this, and they may not realize the massive effort that it takes to keep these things up, you know, kept up and clean and well preserved. That's a massive effort.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and we obviously want people to get out and enjoy their public lands and experience them firsthand. But along with that, it also requires both human resources, people on the ground, and financial resources to keep these monuments, parks, public lands well-managed and maintained so that we don't have crumbling infrastructure, vandalism, or things of that nature. You know, one of the worst things that can happen is somebody runs off with artifacts from an archaeological site, or somebody spray paint all over the side of a beautiful slick rock canyon wall. These are things that happen all the time, and it does take vigilance on the part of our government, our federal employees, to watch after these lands, whether that's the Bureau of Land Management, the Forest Service, National Park Service. It takes, you know, rangers and personnel to make sure people are not, unfortunately, vandalizing and damaging what are very, very special and unique places that we can walk into and see for our own eyes and experience.
Yeah, it's always amazed me. I've never understood the thought process of a vandal or somebody who wants to steal something that is a public treasure, but you're right, it happens, unfortunately. So, well, and you have visited many, if not most, of these lands and monuments. Can you give us a rundown real quickly? I know you're busy and you've got several other of these to do. Can you give us kind of a rundown of some of your favorites on these monuments and public lands and where we might find them?
Absolutely. I've visited many, but still have many more to see. Some of my favorites are Bears Ears National Monument in Utah, which is currently threatened by the Trump administration's desire to reduce the size of that national monument, the Grand Staircase, also in southern Utah, Grand Staircase Escalante, Canyon of the Ancients in western Colorado, Browns Canyon up in south central Colorado near Salida, Buena Vista, another beautiful place I had the fortune of kayaking through long ago, and hope to see it again this summer. There are incredible monuments across this country, the Missouri Breaks of Montana, all the way down to the southern California desert and what's called Sand to Snow and Mojave Trails National Monument. And throughout Arizona, you have the Sonoran Desert National Monument, Agua Fria National Monument. Again, these are places that are open and available for the public to explore and enjoy. But key to that is making sure we are speaking up on behalf of these lands that we care about and letting our elected officials know, from your local county commissioners all the way up to your members of Congress and the President of the United States, that you care deeply about these places and you expect them to support them and keep them the way they are.
Absolutely. Well, sir, is there a place online? I mean, everybody's online. Is there a place online that we can go with a rundown of national monuments and or a place that we can make a contribution to help fund the support of these, the maintenance of these? And is there a one-stop shop that we can go to in that regard?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'd encourage everyone to check out the conservationlands.org. It's conservationlands.org. That's the website for the Conservation Lands Foundation. It's a one-stop shop for finding out information about these national monuments, other national conservation lands, as well as 65 local friends groups and local communities across the country who are working with the Bureau of Land Management, in partnership with the Forest Service and others, to educate the public on how they can enjoy these places and become stewards of them.
Very good. Thank you, Brian Seibert, Conservation Lands Foundation. And I guess the message for this weekend is to get out and enjoy our monuments and public lands.
Absolutely.
Very good, sir. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Look forward to doing it again sometime.
I'm more than happy to. Anytime. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. So you want to just call back in like 10 minutes before the interview?
The next one is at, next one, what is this? We are at 9:20. Mountain time, it's 9:20. So it,
you want to call 9:50?
9:50. I'll call in at 9:50, which would be 10:50 my time because I'm central time.
Okay,
so
ma'am.
10:50, I'll call in.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good.
Bye.